Ladies and gentlemen, we begin today's program on a somber note. The great Lee Kelly, longtime radio and television instructor at New Albany High School's WNAS, and in his retirement from New Albany, a part-time talent here at the Big X, passed away early Monday morning. Much of Lee Kelly's life has been focused on radio and sports in New Albany and Southern Indiana. He worked at New Albany High School from 1973 until 2013. He added television to the WNAS platform in 1980. He helped start the radio television program at Floyd Central High School, expanded programming on the station from only during school hours to eventually a 24/7 format. But he was most recognized in his time at New Albany High School as voice of the Bulldogs, calling New Albany football and basketball games alongside the students that he loved so much each and every Friday and Saturday nights. Here at the Big X, he joined on in a part-time role just to stay active. And I'm happy to say that in his time here at the Big X, he was part of the 2016 state championship broadcast when New Albany and a young player named Romeo Langford captured the 4A state championship. And then he got to follow Silver Creek, his alma mater, on a magical run that ended with a 3A championship in 2019. Many of you that listen to this program each day know that he was in studio with me almost every Thursday as co-host of this program. Mr. Kelly, as I've always called him, was a radio mentor, a teacher, a broadcast partner and co-host, and most importantly, a friend. I would call him to ask advice, share a crazy idea, or vent a frustration. He was always grounded in his advice and also very encouraging. The number of trips we shared together, whether during my time as a student of his at WNAS at New Albany High School or later here at the Big X, that list would be hard to compile as there were so many. In recent years, we've worked together on nearly every single high school and Little League baseball broadcast this station has put forth. On a week like last week, for example, which would have been sectional week in baseball, we would have been together as many as 3 to 4 nights that week. We should be looking forward to covering a local team this Saturday in the baseball regional, but unfortunately, there is no baseball right now, and we're left with only memories of our time with Lee Kelly. Rest in peace to my dear friend. We here at the station send our thoughts and prayers to Lee's wife, Sally, his daughter, Dina, his grandchildren, and other family. His voice will never be forgotten on the airwaves of WNAS or WXVW. Lee Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to welcome on, I apologize for breaking up there, but I want to welcome on a good friend, Joe Glover. You know him as the IU Southeast Athletic Director. He also was a great friend and student of Lee Kelly as well. And Joe, this is a tough time, I know, for all of us, but we wanted to start the show and start this holiday shortened week with a tribute to Lee Kelly, who meant so much not only to students at New Albany, but the community as a whole. And really, as you look back on his time, Joe, not just New Albany sports, but Southern Indiana as a whole.
Well, Matt, thanks first for having me on. You're right. It is a tough day for us, and don't apologize for breaking up. I think I've broken up more than a few times over the last day or so. And, you know, it's one of those things where it really is hard to put into words what a mentor like Lee Kelly has meant to us, you and I, but also generations of other students and broadcasters. And as I see the tributes pouring online and I just see all the impact he's had, it just floors me even more. I mean, I've always known what a great man he was, what a great broadcaster, and what a great mentor. I've said it many times, the best mentor I've ever had in life. And, you know, it's shocking still to see all the tributes pour in, to see that I wasn't the only one who feels that way. There are many that came before us that feel the same way. And when you have that kind of an impact on individuals, that's pretty special. And I think I've said this to a couple people before. You know, Lee, everybody knows the iconic voice and knows the articulation and just that wonderful voice of Bulldog Athletics. Lee was a pro. He could have worked anywhere in this country and probably could have made more money and probably could have been more famous, but he was an educator and he cared about his students and he wanted to be in the classroom. And boy, were we lucky to have him there and to be able to learn from him and to be able to you know, just be able to soak up as much as we could from such a great person.
Yeah, talking with Joe Glover about Lee Kelly, who passed away Monday. And, of course, Lee, former WNAS radio television instructor at New Albany High School. And, Joe, we got an opportunity as former students to kind of continue to work with him and have those interactions here at the Big X when he would join this show on Thursdays, which people know that listen on a regular basis. When I'm out, you often fill in, as has Lee over the years, but also in some play-by-play stuff as well. And so to keep him involved and to see him stay not just involved with New Albany sports, but sports across the area, even after retirement, kind of doing it on maybe a little bit of a lesser level, more as he wanted to, I think was a special thing for both of us to witness.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, I feel such a sense of happiness knowing that he was there for that Bulldog basketball state championship that you mentioned in your open, and that he was also there for his alma mater, Silver Creek, when they won. It was, I know, a highlight of his life to be involved in the athletic programs and to be able to call those. And the fact that he was still able to be on the air to witness that tremendous history is something that I know that I'll never forget. And I'm just so appreciative to WXCW for realizing the value that he had and being able to bring him into those types of programming. I think he added a lot, and I was happy for him just personally on a personal level to still stay on the airwaves, because he was always too good to not be on the airwaves, and I know that those memories are something that I know we both will look back on fondly. And I you know, every time he would co-host a show, he would call me and say, "Hey Joe, do you want to join me you know, to talk a little bit about IUS athletics?" And I would always do that, and I'm going to cherish those memories forever. I mean, being able to come on with him as a former student and someone that remained close to him and as a friend, I mean, being able to talk to him on, you know, during those radio broadcasts, I mean, what a special moments those were. And I never took them for granted. I always appreciated them for what they were, and now even more so. I'm just sad that we're not going to have more.
Yeah, talking with Joe Glover. Joe is the IU Southeast Athletic Director. He's a former student of Lee Kelly, who, again, we lost on Monday morning. And this opening segment today, my opening statement, Joe's interview, it's a small tribute to Lee Kelly and all that he was for New Albany and Southern Indiana in radio and sports. And you're going to hear more from Joe, myself, Dugan Ryan, others in the radio industry, others that were a big part of Lee's pride, former students that went on to have careers in media throughout the week. We have some tributes coming as we get those in a little bit later in the week. So we plan to recognize him consistently this week for, again, all that he's done, not just for New Albany, but Southern Indiana sports as well. Joe, you and I got a unique opportunity together as high school classmates. We were very close in age and close in grade to work together on some New Albany basketball games. I spoke with Rick Bozich earlier this morning, and his son Alex, who's another part of this program on Thursdays. We got a chance before you entered high school to do some games together as well. And, you know, you always, I don't know about you, Joe, but you always I felt a little pressure as a high school student, because not only were we on the radio live trying to call a game and trying to do it like a professional, which at that time neither of us were, but felt a little pressure because you'd look down at Lee Kelly. He didn't say a lot. He let you do your thing, but he had that headset on, and he was listening to everything that you said, every play that you called. And I'm not so sure that I cared much about maybe people at home that were listening to the New Albany game on WNAS that night, but I think I was more concerned about what his reaction or thought would be of our call.
Oh, well said. I mean, I agree with you completely. I mean, I would definitely felt that pressure. And, you know, you sit next to a guy like that who really could do the game and do it well, but he wanted you to learn and he wanted to teach you, and he turned those opportunities into teachable moments. And, you know, after the broadcast, he'd say, "Hey, try this next time, or maybe you think about this." And those were some moments that I'll never forget. And you know, how special was it that we got to spend so much time with him? I think about the trips, like you said, too many to count. You know, all around Southern Indiana to the different gyms, and you know, we would sit in the car and talk about sports and talk about what was going on with our lives, and he would even, you know, ask how we were doing, and you know, those are some of the most cherished times I think I spent with him, was just the moments in the car when he would ask how things were going with other classes and how things were going in my life, and the vested time that he had, and you and I think we're lucky and generations of other sports broadcasters, because we got to spend that extra time with them that maybe some of the other students didn't get to spend where we were traveling to games. And I think back, and those were some of the most impactful conversations that I, you know, and maybe I didn't realize it and appreciate it always at the time, but I appreciate it now. And think about all the things that I learned from him in those 3 years. I often say that I think I learned more about treating people the way they should be treated by watching Lee Kelly for 3 years, going with him to broadcast. I mean, he would always be the most professional and courteous and generous person to waiters and waitresses at restaurants when we would stop before the games. He would always have a friend in every gym we would go to. It didn't matter how far away from New Albany it was. Lee Kelly knew someone there and had a connection with him. And just seeing the way that he treated people, I think really left an indelible mark on me, and something that I've tried to live up to, probably nowhere near as well, but I've tried to live up to. And what a special thing to remember him for, just the human that he was.
A tribute to Lee Kelly to begin this Tuesday edition of the program. Again, Joe Glover, IU Southeast Athletic Director, is with me, former student of Lee Kelly at WNAS and those classes at New Albany High School. You know, you mentioned all of the well wishes to family and the remembrances that have come in on social media from students and media and friends and others of Lee Kelly, and it's really just amazing. But so many of them, you touched on this, Joe, so many of them have one thing in common, and that is his kindness. And that was a trait that in good moments, in bad moments, in good broadcast and bad broadcast, that was very consistent, and something that whether a newspaper reporter was here for a year and got to know him, or was here for a career and got to know him, that I've just using that as an example of some of the messages I've seen, a kindness is a word that consistently came to the forefront.
Now, I tell you, I wouldn't ask the IHSAA officials about that. I don't know. They may have a slightly different thing. No, I mean, seriously, he was one of the most kind people. And I would always laugh because he would tell these stories about how the officials, and the officials at the IHSAA maybe didn't care too much for his critique of the officials every now and then on the air. But I would always laugh at even when he was doing that, even when he was critiquing an official, he did it in the most kindest, gentlest way you could imagine, at least on the broadcast that I was on. And I often laugh back at that and thinking, Lee, that you're telling stories. There's no way you could have got on the official that much on the radio to get a letter from the IHSAA. And he would always smile and laugh and say it was a different time then. And I just laugh at that because it is a common theme. And I think really for me what has stood apart is all the people that even maybe didn't have Lee in class but got to know him walking through the halls of New Albany High School, and the things that they say about him. I mean, he wasn't just there for the radio and television students. I mean, he was there for all the athletes. I know he served as a principal designee for a lot of the spring sports at the time when he would be the administrator in charge for the athletic events. And he really got to know the athletes and the students and would do anything and for them. And I think that that's one of the things that is resonating as people find out about this news that all caught us all off guard. You know, we knew he was battling through some illness, but, Lee was a fighter. He had battled through things before and come out the other side. None of us expected to lose him this soon. And, it's just one of those things that as I hear all these stories and tributes, I just think back to, what an opportunity we have to make a difference in the lives of others. And if we could do one thing, I think Lee would want us to do is to continue to do those things to make a difference and to care about people and to be invested in our students and all those individuals that we have a relationship with in our lives. And if we can do that, then I think we've maybe done his legacy some justice.
Very well said. Joe Glover, IU Southeast Athletic Director, joining me here in this opening segment. It's a tribute to the great Lee Kelly, who we lost on Monday morning. I want to close with this because I know that you and I, we may be a little younger compared to others, but we kind of take pride in this, and I hope and wish that more people did. In our high school sports locally, not just New Albany, but Jeffersonville, Silver Creek, Floyd Central, across the area, there are some really special people that are involved in our sports that kind of on the sidelines, whether they're a booster, whether they're a fundraiser, whether they're just a longtime season ticket holder or supporter, game in and game out, you can expect to see these sorts of people at said school. Lee Kelly obviously would be one of the people at New Albany that would fit that bill. But recently, whether it be Gene Coomer, whether it be a few years back, Ted Throckmorton, who again was a great part of our Big X team, whether it was Mr. Pop at Silver Creek, who more recently passed away. And those are just a few examples of many. We've lost some really great people for sports in our area. Charlie Jenkins, legendary radio voice. You think about some of the great radio people that have done so much for high school sports that are no longer with us, like Charlie and like Lee. This area has really suffered some loss in some of its legacy and some of the people that I think, alongside the great players, the great schools, the great coaches we have really promoted the game and made the game accessible for so many people. And 2020, Joe, it's been a tough year.
Oh, it's been a really bad year. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, one of the things that I think back to is, you know, as a student athlete, to be able, you knew Lee Kelly. Like, you knew that when you were in a game, you were going to hear Lee Kelly say your name in a broadcast and how much that meant to you and to make you feel like the big time. Even more recently with the elementary championships that you've been able to be a part of and lead broadcasting those games and interviewing those fifth and sixth grade students who are playing in elementary basketball championships. I mean, what a special moment. I mean, he just cared about the kids and the youth in this community. And that, you know, hearing Lee Kelly say your name on a broadcast meant something and was special to you and something that you'll never forget. And I know that his voice will forever be, I mean, I could hear him now just talking and that iconic voice. And I think so many of us who grew up in this community are going to continue to hear his voice in our heads and remember that legacy and how touching that is to be able to hear Lee Kelly say your name in that awesome tone that he had as a broadcaster. But going back to all those people that we've lost, I mean, it has been a tough year for us, and a lot of that history and fabric of our Southern Indiana community has gone. But I think the thing that I take the most pride in and probably and the most proud of is that those people invested in us, invested in those of us that are here now, and that we really have a duty to live up to that legacy, to be able to continue that on and to be able to do the things that they would have done in our community and to care about our local high school sports and to care about our student athletes and to do all those things that would make them proud that they would do if they were here. And so, we talked about the pressure we felt on the broadcast with Lee. I think you and I have got a little bit more pressure on us now because I think we've got to pick up the mantle and continue to make sure that our high school athletes are celebrated the way they deserve to be celebrated and that we take care of this community athletically and that we broadcast and tell those stories that are so important and that will mean so much to the next generation. It's a tall task that I don't think either of us will ever live up to, but I think we're going to work hard trying in their honor.
Very well said. Joe Glover, IU Southeast Athletic Director, Lee Kelly student. Lee was one of his mentors, and even to this day, as a former member of the WNAS program at New Albany High School. Joe, thanks for helping me get through this first segment. I had some things I wanted to say, and normally, you know, we've done this enough, you can get through it, and we've lost a lot of good people recently, but this was a tough one with Lee Kelly, with all that he meant to some of us personally, and then getting to extend that opportunity to work with him here at the Big X has just been, I guess you could say, icing on the cake. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up again very soon. And again, stay tuned later this week. We'll have tributes from Joe Glover, from many others that were a big part of Lee Kelly as far as people that he was very fond of and their success professionally, whether it be in the media or sports or whatever field. You'll be hearing from some of those people as we go through this program later in the week. Joe, as always, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Hey, we'll hang in there together, man, and we'll get through all this, and we'll keep that legacy alive for many years to come. And again, I know how much he thought of you and how happy he is that you've been as successful as you've been. And keep it on, man. We love the show. We love everything that you're doing. And if I can be of any help, you know you've got me there. We come from a good legacy, and we'll keep Lee alive and well in our minds and our thoughts and on these airways.
Absolutely. Joe Glover, thanks for the chat. This opening segment, it's been a tribute to the great Lee Kelly, longtime radio and television instructor at New Albany High School, and of course, part-time role here at the Big X Sports Radio, who passed away on Monday morning. Lee Kelly, gone but never forgotten on the airwaves of WNAS and WXVW.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for
all the small schools never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we are back on this Tuesday program. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star is always our guest in this segment presented by Coffee Crossing. And we'll get back to some sports in this segment. Thanks for being with us in that opening tribute to the great Lee Kelly, who we lost on Monday morning. Greg, I can tell you this much. Lee Kelly loved you and loved your columns. And in a rare absence for me on a Tuesday, if I was going to be out and he had to fill in, that would be his first comment. Great, I get to interview the great Greg Doyle. So I know that we can smile and think very favorably about our friend Lee Kelly, who is obviously we all miss, but he was a big fan, Greg, big fan of yours.
Yeah, I saw your tweet, I think it was yesterday, just saying that he had passed, and I saw it last night. And so I was looking for information, you know, how'd he pass, and I was wondering if the coronavirus was to blame, and apparently it's not, but I didn't know. So I was looking for him, and I was Googling him, and I saw his Twitter page, and so I wanted to go to his Twitter page just to see maybe what were the responses to his last tweet. People oftentimes leave their memories there, and I didn't see that, but I did see, you know, the little couple words up there in italics said, he follows you, and I'm reading that, and it just blew me away, like, oh, no, that's just, it's so he's, I don't know, he's somebody that, I know I've talked with here on your show. I've met him. I'm pretty sure I met him at New Albany one time for the Romeo press conference. And anyway, just see, it just hits even closer to home just when you know the guy, as you said, reads and likes. And I don't know. I didn't know Lee very well at all, but it kind of hits you between the eyes when something like that happens. And I just barely knew him. I know a lot of people, from everything I've read about him, I did a lot of research last night. He was beloved.
Yes.
So for all those folks out there that loved him, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, and if you want to get a feeling for someone that knew him as you did through a professional relationship, through some interviews here and there, check out his Facebook page. You'll just be overwhelmed at the students, former students, that he was radio television instructor at New Albany High School before he came to help us in a part-time role. But just someone that, as you said, beloved is a great word for him. And all that he was. But Greg, I appreciate your kind words. And again, as we continue on in this segment, you can know that he sure enjoyed the Doyle columns when they came out. So,
well, let me say this real quick. I saw one thing. I saw a lot of things, but I saw Kent Sterling is a radio guy up here in Indy.
Yeah.
Apparently he went to high school and learned from Lee. And people like Lee. I mean, right exactly now, you know, the biggest heroes in society are the doctors and the nurses and everybody at the hospitals. It's not just them. The phlebotomists, I mean, if you're checking people in, it's heroic because that's a war zone you're in. So they're heroes. But I like what the Star did. Then started last week. We gave out our annual Teacher of the Year Award, and we gave it to everybody. Mm-hmm. If you're a teacher in the state of Indiana, you won. Because what they're doing right now and what the – and I guess Lee probably wasn't active anymore, but what they're doing right now is just remarkable. They're teaching with two hands tied behind the back, but they're trying. And I know of several teachers. It's hard. It's not easy being at home and trying to get the best out of your students. And you know that they're not focused because they're at home. And I mean, it's harder than ever actually to be a teacher right now when you're at home. It's harder than ever. And again, while Lee wasn't active right now, I don't think that the people that choose that profession, I can't quite say you're heroes right now at the level of the doctors and nurses. But damn it, you're heroes. You're more heroes than an Indianapolis Colt is. So I appreciate all of them, and Lee kind of represents all of them right now in my head.
Absolutely. Good stuff from Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. This segment is presented by Coffee Crossing. I do want to move into some sports. I guess to start with your reaction last week, I think it was Friday, to the announcement from IU that Justin Smith is not going to the NBA. He's not going back to Bloomington. He's going to transfer as a graduate transfer, be eligible to play college basketball somewhere, maybe even in the Big Ten next season.
Yeah, I was in a couple things about that struck me. One is he graduated in 3 years. That's pretty impressive. The other thing that struck me about that was that's not one of those transfers that really surprises you a whole lot. Purdue's transfers, specifically Matt Harms. No Jelly Eastern, you know, the way he entered the draft every damn year. And, you know, I guess I can't be too surprised that he left, but Matt Harms leaving, that's one you say, man, I didn't see that coming. But Justin Smith, yeah, it's, you know, the IU fan base didn't love him, and he had to know that. And so anyway, it's not surprising. I'm glad that he's not going into the NBA, because on a similar note, neither am I, Matt. Neither am I. We both had the same shot at it. So good that he's not doing that. Justin Smith was one of the more frustrating players I've seen since I've been here in college basketball, because his athleticism and his body, just, you know, he's physically just almost perfect, you know, at that size, and has some skill to him too. It's he's not a point power forward. He's not that skilled, but he's got some skill, and just, there's just no way a guy that averages whatever he averages per game in rebounds, there's just no way he has a good motor. There's just no way. You can't be 6'8", 225, stronger than everybody, more explosive than almost everybody, and you're getting 5 boards a game, then you don't care. You don't want it bad enough. You might think you do, and you might have wanted it bad enough in high school to get 12 boards a game because you were 6'8", 230, but in college, when you're built like that and you're getting 5 boards a game, that means all these other guys want it more than you do. So it's not quite good riddance, but it's more like, so what?
Greg, Justin Smith put out a list. I'm not sure if it was Jeff Goodman. Someone had a list of maybe 15 to 20 schools that he had heard from since entering the transfer portal. I'm not surprised at all with the types of schools, a number of schools that he's heard from. But there were a handful, I think 2 or 3 Big Ten schools on the list of suitors, potential suitors for Justin Smith in this graduate transfer year that he has upcoming. We saw Nojel Eastern leave Purdue to go to Michigan to stay within the Big Ten Conference. And obviously fans of Purdue and now fans of Indiana, when Justin listed these Big Ten schools, they get up in arms a little bit about it. I'm curious your thoughts on a rule that used to be in place. You couldn't go within the conference. You couldn't transfer within certain conferences. I'm curious your thoughts about a player leaving in this graduate transfer situation from school A to go to school B, all in the same conference. Do you like it?
Yeah. Is Illinois one of his schools, because he's from Illinois?
You know, I know Northwestern is.
Okay.
And don't hold me to this, but I want to think Purdue may be one of the schools mentioned. I can't remember if Illinois is or not.
Wow, Purdue. Northwestern does surprise me. He's from Illinois and graduated in 3 years. Obviously, pretty smart guy. Must be. However, I really hope that you are, and I suspect you're not wrong, but I hope you're wrong that there's anybody out there critiquing this kid for going to a Big Ten school if he does. IU got Max Bielfeldt from Michigan, remember, a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Purdue got Spike Albrecht from Michigan also a couple years ago, and IU wanted him. If it's okay for your school to get a guy from the Big Ten, it's okay for your guy to leave your school for another place in the Big Ten. You can't have it both ways. And back when Bielfeldt was trying to transfer, and maybe even Albrecht, I forget, but I wrote a scathing. I was so mad at John Beilein for trying to stop them from going to Big Ten schools. Beilein was the Michigan coach at the time, and he put some restrictions as you could back then. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These coaches, and that jerk left for Cleveland, the Cavaliers, to get rich. Like, it's okay for you to leave and go wherever you want and get whatever, you know, because you're going to get rich, but you're going to stop Spike Albrecht, who's going to be delivering the mail in a couple of years or whatever. I mean, he'll have a great job. He's not playing overseas. He's not making any money. You're going to stop him from going to the school he wants to go to, but you're going to go to the Cavaliers a year or two later for $30 million? What a SO. Anyway, so I was scathing about Beilein a couple of years ago for trying to get in the way of Bielfeldt going to IU, and that worked out okay for Bielfeldt. The Big Ten, you know, overruled Beilein, the jerk. So I don't want to hear anybody – I mean, I just can't even believe that's even happening. Talk about being hypocritical. If you cheered for Max Bielfeldt, IU fans, if you cheered for Spike, Purdue fans, you can't be upset if these guys go somewhere else. Even if Justin goes to Purdue. In fact, for all the IU fans that, and I'm not saying they're wrong, that were down on Justin, you want him at Purdue, don't you? I mean, isn't that, don't you want a guy with no motor at all to go to Purdue? That's what I'd want if I'm an IU fan.
Talking with Greg Doyle, this segment presented by Coffee Crossing. Locations now open. Check out the website for details as far as hours and social distancing requirements. By the way, the list was from Jeff Borzello of ESPN. Illinois, Greg, is on the long list of schools that Justin Smith has heard from. Also, Northwestern, Purdue, and Maryland. So four Big Ten teams have made contact, as well as a long list of others that are interested in him. So that is interesting.
And I want to say something about this real quick. I don't want fans to read that, hear about that list, and whoever the best school on that list is, even, you know, Purdue's on that list, and I'm not saying they're the best school, but it's your rival. But whoever's on that list, and Maryland's no joke, that doesn't mean that, oh, no, he's better than we thought because he can go play for Maryland. Oh, no. No, that's not what that means. I mean, he can play for Maryland. Sure he can. And, you know, so can I. But he can average 5 points a game for them as much as you can. But at this time of year, a team that has a roster spot, you can go give it to a high school senior that's clearly under the radar and hope that guy turns out in 3 years to be pretty good. Or you can go get a guy like Justin Smith that you know can play a little bit. He can play a little bit. And if he's your ninth man, okay. But losing Justin Smith to whoever they lose him to doesn't mean, oh, no, Archie didn't get the best out of him. Look how good he must be. Justin Smith is what he is. We saw what he is for 3 years, and we'll see what he is again next year wherever he goes.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. I've got to close with this. How weird was your Memorial Day weekend? No Indianapolis 500. You've been at the Star. You've been in Indianapolis long enough now where that is, I would say, part of your routine. Obviously, the Star covers the 500 from start to finish in many different ways from many different angles. And like so much other sports this year, the 500, one that's delayed for now, postponed for now, had to be a different weekend for you.
Yeah, normally on a Sunday morning, I'm waking up at 5:30 a.m. or something, and we're all going to the Star to catch our police escort. I don't know how many cops come to Indianapolis for the weekend, but they give out police escorts like candy. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many police escorts there are to IMS. And you got to make a donation to the, you know, something. I mean, it's, you donate to the police fund or whatever. But anyway, we do it every year. So I got to sleep more than normal. You look out the window and you're almost hoping it rains all day Sunday. Just so you can say to yourself, there wouldn't have been a race anyway. But no, it was a nice warm day and no rain, and we would have had that race. And just, you know, one more layer of ouch for this whole thing. And we'll get the race in August. I'm sure of it. If NASCAR can do what it's doing, unless something really bad goes wrong, NASCAR has pulled off several races, we'll get it. It'll happen. But it'll happen without fans or without very many fans. So we'll get it. The thing about the 500 is, you know, it's so much more than just the race. And in fact, they black out the race, as we all know, around Indianapolis anyway, because it's not about TV. I mean, people watch on TV, but it's not about TV. It's about being right there. It's about being there. And that's not – didn't happen this weekend, and almost for sure won't happen that way in August. And it's a damn shame. I came here scared to death of the 500, and I wrote about this on Sunday morning. I came here scared to death of it. Didn't want to do it, really, but wanted the job. And so, you know, if I got to do it, I'll do it. But that's not why I came to Indianapolis. But it didn't take long to fall in love with that thing. Just you show me people that are passionate about something – and it's a sport. Okay, I'm interested. I didn't realize the passion. I had no idea. So the drivers are great. The fans are fascinating. The race happens real fast. So anyway, it's a big loss for all of us. And I'm just really surprised to admit that it's a big loss for me. But I've fallen in love with it myself.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star sports columnist with the Star. This segment presented by Coffee Crossing. Greg, as always, thanks for the chat. I think we're getting closer to the restart of some sports. We'll see how this NBA and Major League Baseball stuff plays out in the coming weeks, and if it actually gets off the ground. So maybe.
Yeah, but as always, I know it's running short, so I got
right.
to finish this for you.
Go ahead.
As always, I'm cutting you off to tell you that I ride every Thursday on a local high school kid, a special kid who didn't get a senior season, his or her senior season. And this Thursday, I'm writing about a kid that wasn't even a senior and wasn't a spring sport player, but still missed out on his senior finale. And that kid's Christian Lander. because he was a junior, but his career is over because of the coronavirus. And, of course, he's going to IU this fall. And I talked to Christian. I talked to his dad. I had them both on speakerphone, actually. And it was great to listen to them go back and forth. So that story, I know that your fan base will be interested in that, I think. I hope story runs Thursday in print. I'll probably post it. On my Twitter, I'll post it Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it goes up. So that was a lot of fun. So there you go.
Yep, good stuff. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. Greg, thanks, man. Appreciate everything. We'll do it again next week.
I appreciate you never cut me off like I do to you. Thank you so much. Hey, and quickly.
Video. We got to see you with the punching bag. It made my day. It was great. I would never get in a fight with you. You would knock me out in one or two punches.
Hey, I got a UFC fighter named Loretta Hunt, covers the UFC, has for 20 years. She retweeted it and said, "This guy's got good hands." Like, whoa! Good hands for an old bald guy. But not to bring it down, but again, Lee, anybody that knew Lee, you knew him better than I did, but I'm sure I liked him a lot. I'm sure you loved him. So really sorry for that loss.
Thank you. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, with us Tuesdays, presented by Coffee Crossing. We're going to head to a commercial break. Again, today's show's been a little different. We had a tribute to Lee Kelly in the opening segment, which means a lot to me, and obviously appreciate Joe Glover coming on to help with that. Greg Doyle, we just finished, and still ahead, Mike Pegram, Pegs.com. We're going to talk more Justin Smith, IU basketball, and, of course, today's show lineup brought to you by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. We'll head to a break. We're back with more. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this final segment Tuesday program. Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joins as we talk IU basketball. And, of course, we're still kind of digging out from the Justin Smith news that broke during our program on Friday that he will transfer from Indiana as a graduate transfer. And, Mike, we've asked for reactions and we've talked a lot about it thus far. What is your thought on an impact that no Justin Smith, not on the roster for next season, will have, could have for this Indiana team?
Well, I think it affects them most defensively because, there's a reason he had team high in minutes because he could guard a lot of positions, very athletic, good strength in that mid, in that 6'7"-ish height range, so he could guard both wing forwards and big forwards. So that's where I think it really hurts him a little bit. Offensively, he wasn't a great shooter or a great driver. He had some inside moves and he was athletic, so he would get some points through that. But I think they'll be okay offensively. Whoever plays in his position will probably be a better shooter and score some points in other ways. But defensively, that's where it's going to be really hard.
Mike, are you going to be surprised if Justin Smith's future home, at least for one season as a senior, is in the Big Ten Conference, is at an opponent of Indiana within the conference?
Yeah, a lot of those schools have reached out. It's kind of weird to think that because it was, really not allowed for many years without at least couldn't keep your scholarship. But now you can move around, and Maryland, Illinois, and some others have shown some interest, and his family has real strong Illinois ties. I immediately thought of Northwestern because he's a good student and it could really use that time there to get a graduate degree that would really help him the rest of his life, and they really need help there. But I think he will. There's a lot of interest in him because he's a guy who averaged 10 and 5 or 6 for a 20-win Big Ten team. So he has a lot of choices.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joining us as he does each Tuesday, IU basketball, the subject. We found out last week that it looks like June, maybe mid-June, there are going to be some workouts, some training opportunities for men's basketball, women's basketball, and football players at NCAA institutions, as long as it's approved by the conference that they're in, and of course by the school, the campus that they want to report to for these workouts. Your thoughts on that? Have you heard anything more from an IU perspective when those could begin? I know Chris Mack at Louisville mentioned that workouts in mid-June at Louisville would not include the coaching staff, the basketball staff. Is that going to be something standard where it can just be the athletic performance people like a Cliff Marshall, or do you think it will also include some basketball opportunity with the coaches?
I don't think right off the bat you'll be able to have staff involved with that, but I think it's more use of the facilities is how we're going to start off with, ability to go in and shoot at the baskets and use the weight rooms and individual or small group setting stuff. And, that's safer. You can control spread of germs and everything else better. And so that's where we're going to start, and then we'll go from there.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, is our guest. Question from social media. Mike, with Justin Smith's departure, do you think Indiana will add anyone to the roster for next season? I guess, Mike, it could be maybe a graduate transfer or something of the nature if that spot is going to be filled. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, definitely view it as a possibility, but there's a very high bar set for such an addition. It might have to be somebody who hasn't announced he's going to transfer. But I think they're going to be very picky about that, but are open to adding somebody. They have kind of lost two guys here, Matt, who are similar 6'7" forwards. So maybe there's an opportunity, to kind of fill that or another specific need. But again, it's a very high bar, and we've seen with Justin Smith's situation, the transfers can come a little bit later this year than what we've seen in the past.
That was my next question. Are you surprised at how late some of the transfers are being announced? It seems to get maybe a little later into the offseason each year, perhaps this year even further, because of the odd time and the coronavirus delaying a lot of things and just kind of losing track of time, to be quite honest with you. But is it late for others to announce, maybe someone that Indiana could get interested in, be interested in, that they are going to leave another school? Or are we getting to the point where you think it's going to taper off?
I don't know. It's kind of a new territory for all of us. I mean, the NBA draft stuff got pushed off. Players are spending a lot of time at home now with people that maybe are in their ear about getting away and maybe trying somewhere else. It's a different dynamic that I think is behind some of these late decisions. Like we saw from Justin Smith and before him, Demezi Anderson. So it is a different timeline for these kind of moves than a normal year.
Mike, I guess maybe early last week when Christian Lander announced he would reclassify officially as we thought he would and be headed to Bloomington as a freshman for this coming season, Indiana seemed to have a little bit of a surge on the media, the national media market, in some of the way too early rankings out there. They had some good comments. They bumped up in some of the polls, some they had not been ranked in yet, and they took a nice jump in those or entered those polls. Does the loss of Justin Smith, does it temper any of that, or do you still feel like that IU's a program where there is excitement surrounding it in the offseason?
Maybe that takes them from a definite top 25 preseason to a borderline. There's more ifs now with everything. If Jerome Hunter continues to improve, and can he guard a little bit better than he showed, can they play a little bit more three guard lineups? It'll be a different look, but I do think they'll still be seriously considered for preseason top 25s. And of course, if they have a good Maui Invitational right off the bat, they'll jump right up. But because there's Trace Jackson Davis is a really unusual player to have on a team that high level of a talent, and they have a lot of veterans now across to go with him. So they are definitely going to be in the mix for the rankings, but maybe not now with Justin gone for the preseason.
Mike, I want to dive into just a little bit of recruiting before we let you go today. Over the weekend, Trey Patterson from Rutgers Prep in New Jersey, he picked a top 10 list, which, again, it's a top 10. It's far from narrowing it down to a final list of five or even three choices. But Indiana, I think, as expected, was on the list. Where does Indiana stand? Are they of those 10 schools? Do they have a legitimate chance to make a run at him in his recruiting as he eventually does narrow the process down?
Yeah, I think even if he would cut to a top five, Indiana would have made the list. And they've hosted him for a junior year official, and he had a terrific time. They've done an outstanding job. Villanova will still be tough to beat. Florida's done a good job with him. Villanova's much closer to home. But they have a definite chance. It's one of those to watch. I think there are other guys. I mean, if Indiana would happen to land Trey Kaufman, but they still want Trey Patterson, that's a good question. But, you know, that hasn't happened yet. So they're really pushing hard for him, and I think have pushed pretty far up into his top five at least.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com. He joins us Tuesdays as we talk IU basketball and more. Mike, we appreciate the chat. Make sure you head to the Peaks.com website. Lots of coverage on IU from a basketball, football, even recruiting perspective as well. And, Mike, we'll talk with you again next Tuesday.
Look forward to it, Matt. Take care.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com with us as we wrap up the program today. Again, my thanks to all of you with us, those that knew Lee, that maybe just had heard Lee on the Big X, but were from another community here in Southern Indiana. My thanks for staying with us in that tribute segment today. Something very important that we wanted to do to honor Lee and his legacy, not just here on the Big X, but in radio and at the high school's WNAS station. And my thanks to Joe Glover for participating in that. Again, later in the week, we hope tomorrow, definitely Thursday, you'll be hearing some tributes throughout the show as we come in and out of commercial breaks from some people that, like us, thought a lot of Lee Kelly. So stay with us for that in the coming days later this week as well. And a quick note, I do expect New Albany product Josh Jefferson, who is a member of the 2016 graduating class and was a member of the state championship team for the Bulldogs. I do expect him to make a college decision here, maybe today, definitely tomorrow, on where he will go. You might remember that he was at Wisconsin Green Bay, had been sitting out as a undergrad transfer, and then, of course, the coach at Green Bay fired a week and a half or so ago. He entered the transfer portal. Wherever he chooses, wherever he announces that he's going to go, the hope, the plan, Josh tells me, is that he, because of the late coaching change, would be eligible likely for a waiver that would allow him to participate immediately. And so let's keep our fingers crossed that wherever he goes, he'll have the chance to become immediately eligible after already sitting out last season. That's going to wrap things up for this Tuesday program. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll return on Wednesday. Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic joins. We'll also have on Wednesday Josh Cook, sports editor of the News and Tribune, and a lot more coming your way. Stay with us for that. You're listening to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Thank you, seniors, for the memories, and thanks all of our senior spotlight sponsors, T.A. Jenkins, Mitch Craig Heating and Cooling, and upsjobs.com/Louisville.